Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, July 8th, 2014. Getting into the week, we've got lots and lots of stuff to talk about. The phone lines are open. In fact, we even have a call already holding. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room as usual, hand hovering over the phone, ready to swoop down and grab that as soon as you call on in. Over in Japan, they are in the path of Typhoon Niigiri. This is the worst storm in 15 years. It is probably going to pass over the remains of the Fukushima power station, just as the ice wall is failing and the cooling on at least one reactor and one of the spent fuel rod pools has failed. U.S. Airbase has evacuated 61 aircraft. They're reporting winds of 170 miles per hour, storm surge of 50 feet. This is just a major, major storm, and it is a reminder to us all that Mother Nature holds the trump card ultimately on all of these things. Now, before we get to the phone call and the situation in Israel and Palestine, I want to mention briefly a documentary that Claire and I saw on HBO last night, and it's called Dangerous Acts, starring the unstable elements of Belarus. And this is a documentary about this group of actors in Belarus, which is a dictatorship. It's supported and sponsored by the United States of America. And it's a group of actors who joined the protest against a very clearly stolen election. Belarus basically banned them from working professionally in the entertainment industry. And I know what that feels like because I've been through the same thing here in the United States of America. And these actors had to leave Belarus. They took their presentations to Great Britain and New York. They won a bunch of theater awards. Some of them have gone back to Belarus. Some of them have been thrown in jail. The aftermath of the election, there were huge riots that were brutally put down. The footage looked just like what we were seeing at the Occupy protests here in the United States of America. And apparently everybody who dared run against their dictator in the elections got thrown in jail. And this is a documentary that you need to see because the U.S. is dangerously close to this same level of dictatorship right now. So once again, it's called Dangerous Acts, starring the unstable elements of Belarus, and you want to look for that over on HBO, and it is available on demand on HBO Go, for those of you who get that. All right, let's grab a phone call here. John in Barbados, aloha. John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I was talking to a friend of mine in Gaza. The bombardment by rocket, by artillery, by bombs began 20 minutes, half an hour ago. Looks like the invasion is on.
It does look like Israel has decided they're going to solve the Palestinian question just by going on in and flattening the place. I know they've called up 40,000 reservists. They're massing at the border. You've got Israeli lawmakers are out there saying it's time for the genocide of Palestinians because, you know, genocide is bad when it's done against the Jews by the Nazis, but it's good when it's done by the Israelis against the Palestinians. This guy is claiming to have gotten 5,000 Facebook likes. I'm going to take a guess here and say they were probably, the majority of them were faked. We know there are companies that will do that. His name is Ayelet Shaked, and he's basically out there saying the equivalent of, kill them all, let God sort them out.
Yeah, well, apparently this is a real heavy bombardment. Looks like it's a softening up process. But apparently they're not going after, if you like, the infrastructure. They're going after the buildings, the houses.
Oh, it's clearly indiscriminate. I've seen some of the photos and videos coming out there. This isn't just going against Hamas. And all the way back when Israel made that deal that they were going to give Gaza back to the Palestinians as long as the world would let them go on building these illegal settlements in the West Bank. And I predicted back then that when the settlements were facts on the ground, Israel would turn around, renege on the deal, and take Gaza back over. And it looks like that's what they're doing right now.
Well, it appears to me, Michael, that using the news around ISIS and Ukraine and Syria, they're diving in while they can. But it looks like it's a serious situation that's now developing.
Yeah, it does look like it. It just looks like that Netanyahu is just going to go in and scrape it all out and say, all right, no more Palestinian problem because there's no more Palestinians. And you're not the only one out there using that word, along with that Israeli lawmaker, Desert Peace, is out there saying, yeah, this is not a war against Hamas. This is genocide against the Palestinians.
Absolutely. Well, I thought I'd mention that right early on in the show, Michael. I may call in later if I might, once I've listened to your, what you
okay,
have to
well,
say
if you
about
get any
things.
More information, if you get any more information from your contact in Gaza, please let us know. But it does look like Israel's just going to go on in and scrape out Gaza under this very flimsy pretext, of these three Israeli teens who I think probably most people are convinced Israel did it themselves to have a justification to goad Hamas to bomb until Hamas fired back and then say, oh, they're shooting at us. We now have a right to go completely to war here. Article over at Gilad Otzman's website, is this the third intifada or Nakba 2? In other words, Israel is engaging in ethnic cleansing the land one more time, and I don't think anybody is really fooled by any of this, because even if some Palestinians killed those three Israeli teens, Israel's response is way, way, way overboard, and I know Israel follows that what they call the mad dog doctrine, and I think it's working because the entire world sees Israel as a mad dog.
Well, unfortunately so. The other thing is, of course, it looks like Poroshenko, or Porkashenko, whatever you call him, is now really trying to provoke Russia into a response to his military attacks in Donetsk and in the Donbass region.
He needs to get Russia to do something overt to allow the United States to send military forces into eastern Ukraine. Because the Ukrainian army is not doing very well. A lot of them are defecting. A lot of them are deserting. They really don't have the taste for killing their own countrymen. Claire just mentioned to me that Israeli lawmaker who's calling for genocide on her Facebook page is a woman, not a guy. So I misassigned the gender, but it doesn't really change the fact that, you know, Israel has been screaming about all the horrors of World War II and how, you know, Hitler was trying to erase all the Jews and what a terrible thing that was. And here we have Israel's government out there saying, let's just kill all the Palestinians and that's the right thing for us to do. And that kind of a double standard and hypocrisy. I think the world is just really sick and tired of all of this, Israel's actions. And we're seeing a huge drop in support of Israel by American Jewish interests. Now, the ones who are paid to support Israel, like AIPAC and the rest of it, they're still going strong. But ordinary American citizens who happen to be Jewish, they're pulling back. They don't want to have anything more to do with this because they realize right now it is Israel's government's actions that present the greatest threat to the Jewish people of the world, because Israel has worked very hard to blur the line between the actions of Israel's government and all the world's Jewish people. And now that could come back to haunt everybody. If there's a backlash against Israel's actions, everyone's going to say, well, Israel's government said they're backed by all the world's Jews. They represent all the world's Jews. So therefore, all the world's Jews become a target. And obviously, that's a path we should not be going down, because that just restarts that whole victim cycle all over again. It is just absolutely insane right now. Everybody's pushing so hard to really escalate war all across the globe, for a variety of reasons, and it really is horrible to watch this happen. If you get any more updates from your friend in Gaza, please call in and let us know. We have to take a break for commercials now. We'll be back with more about what's going on in Israel and Palestine and East Ukraine. It's going to be a busy show today. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes. hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about Israel's basically going in and stomping on all of Gaza on this flimsy pretext of these three murdered Israeli teens. And there are ample reasons to suspect this was all just as phony, a manufactured excuse for war, as when Hitler attacked the radio station in Gliwice, Germany, and blamed Poland for it. Or when they sent the Lusitania into an area that was known to be crawling with German U-boats loaded with war materials and then tried to claim it was an innocent ship. Wars are always started with lies and deception, and this one is no exception here. And again, going back over to Steve's Desert Peace website, he has an article, "When a Gag Order Becomes a Crime in Itself," because the evidence has come out. The government of Israel knew these kids were dead right from the beginning, and gagged the press and requested the American media not to report the kids were dead in order to start this whole, we're searching for them, as they started bulldozing homes and arresting people left and right. And even the New York Times Jerusalem bureau chief Jody Rudorin, went along with that. Yeah, we can't let anybody know they're already dead because we have to have this theater of searching for our kids. And remember, 1 week before those kids went missing, The head of the Mossad predicted three teens will be kidnapped. This was set up. Remember the motto of the Mossad, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. One more story before we go back to the phones here. Remember that Palestinian kid who was killed? And originally, Israel tried to come out and say, well, this kid was gay and he was killed by the Palestinians in an honor killing because he was gay. Then they had to pull back on that one. And the autopsy of this kid showed he had been burned alive. And the Israeli government said that cannot be released to the public. The Palestinian doctor said no way. And they made the story public. Now even the Israeli papers are admitting this Palestinian kid was force-fed gasoline, then set on fire. Particularly horrible way to die, but of course we're not supposed to pay attention to that because he's just a Palestinian. Now remember this Palestinian kid's cousin, an American citizen visiting in Israel, was beaten up. And Israel tried to say he attacked the police during a protest. Well, apparently the family has now come up with photographic evidence or video evidence. The kid was in the backyard of his uncle's Jerusalem home, and the cops just were coming into backyards and beating up people left and right. This is genocide. Now, I want to go back to a quote from President Barack Obama on June 17, 2014. Quote, we will do whatever it takes to see justice is done when people harm Americans, end quote. Let me repeat that. We will do whatever it takes to see justice is done when people harm Americans. Okay. Well, we have an American, Tariq Abu Qadir, who was brutally beaten by the Israeli police recently. Brian Avery shot in the face 2003. Rachel Corrie run over with a bulldozer twice in Gaza 2003. Furkan Dogan put on the deck and shot in the head by the IDF on that humanitarian aid flotilla trying to go to Gaza. Emily Heneshowitz shot in the eye 2010. Tristan Anderson shot in the head, 2009. Okay, Mr. Obama, we're going to hold you to your word. What are you going to do to these Israelis who are harming and murdering Americans? Or did you just lie to us yet again in your groveling to Tel Aviv here? All right, we're going to take a phone call. Cameron in Great Britain, aloha, Cameron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Michael, I have a view about the Ukraine war. Bear with me a second. I don't think it's such a bad idea if actually Ukraine carries on provoking U.S., Russia to actually attack them. Because aside from the politicians and bankers who always have the thirst for war, I don't think our army, neither in UK nor in US, actually has that thirst for war anymore. And I think we should address them about this. Forget about politicians, forget about Obama. We know where they stand. I think if a war starts, I don't think our armies would be willing to go, and they shouldn't. We should encourage them to put their guns down and let them be.
Well, that sounds good, and I remember we had the same kind of thought back during the Vietnam era. But, you know, the systems of control on the military are well-practiced and honed over thousands of years to put people into combat and keep them there. Now, I will grant you, our soldiers are not enthusiastic. Our nation as a whole is very war-weary. We're drawn down, and the real danger of Kiev provoking Russia into conflict is that the United States is not going to be able to prevail in a conventional war against Russia and China, because Russia and China have powerful economies, good manufacturing, good modern up-to-date weapons. The United States is short on manpower, money, manufacturing. Our latest generation of weapons are the most expensive in the world, but just like our health care, they may be expensive, but they're not really very good. And that means that if Kiev provokes Russia, and Russia does something that allows the U.S. to send in the troops, and we go to an all-out war with Russia, the U.S. is going to lose it. And at some point between that point and final capitulation by the U.S. will resort to its nuclear arsenal. That's why this situation is so very dangerous right now. And, of course, all the money junkies, they've got their underground bunkers, You know, so if they realize far too late that they've led the world into a nuclear war over which piece of paper and ink we're all supposed to use, they'll just go down into their little prepper bunkers and stay down there for a couple of years and come on out and, hey, they'll say, hey, we own it all. It's the new feudalism. Anybody who comes along afterward will be born into servitude and slavery, and they'll think it's a really, really good idea. Because that's the way these people think. All throughout the history of these private central banks, they have always been willing to send hundreds of millions of human beings to death and disfigurement to just fatten their profits a little bit more.
Michael, I absolutely agree with you, but call me naive. I still have faith in the people who actually sit down and have their finger on that red button. And I know that, most of them... just like the army, are awake to this situation, and they know that once they press that button, there is no going back.
Have you ever heard of an experiment, the Sidney Milgram experiment in authority? This was a very famous experiment done, I think it was back in the
50s,
where people went on pushing the button to give dangerous electric shocks to a test subject because some authority told them it was okay to do. And it is, unfortunately, a major failing. Look how long we've been at the wars, and the number of U.S. soldiers who have stood up and said, under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, I'm allowed to refuse an illegal, immoral order. It's a handful. You know, Lieutenant Aaron Wittada being the most famous example of that. But by and large, most of these rank-and-file kids in uniform, they know in their heart of hearts this is wrong, but they go along because they see that as the path of least resistance.
Thanks ever so much, Michael.
I remember back during Vietnam when we were out there trying to tell the rank and file soldiers what you're doing is wrong, and they'd all say, we know it's wrong, we know this is all nonsense, but hey, I signed up, they're giving me a paycheck and uniform, and I get to play with high explosives, and that's a lot of fun. And they did as they were told, because that unfortunately is a serious flaw in the makeup of mankind, that if somebody claims authority and says go out and commit an atrocity, they will go invade another country, set fire to the witches, torture the innocent Iraqis to find weapons of mass destruction that don't exist. It is one of the reasons our history is so bloody, is that willingness to go along with anybody who claims to be an authority and surrender your own sense of moral judgment. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're keeping an eye out for updates from Gaza. And, of course, the American media is still all about, oh, what are we going to do about the immigratizing us with the immigration crisis? Hardly any reporting in the American corporate TV. We're certainly getting plenty of information from other sources. In fact, Kevin Barrett has an article over at Press TV's website basically saying that the government of Israel is pursuing a Nazi-style genocide in Palestine. And he points out that Zionism and Nazism have one thing very much in common, and that is an unshakable sense of their racial superiority over everybody else. And the Nazis look down on Jews, Gypsies, Slavs, Arabs, and Africans exactly the same way that Zionists look down on Arabs, blacks, and, well, Goyim in general. And that's absolutely true. God's chosen people. We're supposed to have all the money. And they're certainly acting like it, aren't they? Kind of makes you wonder if maybe the wrong side won that last big war. Now, getting on over to Russia and Ukraine, Hillary Clinton is out there screaming that Russia's Putin can be dangerous. And he's going to push other leaders as far as he can. She's quoted as saying, a man like Putin always goes to the limits. He always tries to find out how strong the others are, blah, 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 blah. Hillary is grandstanding ahead of her 2016 run for the White House, and she is perpetuating this propaganda agenda that somehow what is happening in Ukraine is all Russia's fault, and it is not. All right, John from Barbados is back on the phone. I guess you've got an update from Gaza. What's the latest word from Gaza? John, are you there?
Hello,
John,
Michael.
Hi, what's the latest from Gaza?
Okay, at least 15, in the area where my friend lives, 15 children dead, at least 5 adults dead, The bombardment continues from morning to night, he said.
Now, these are not military targets. They're just bombing everything, right? These are artillery shells or rockets?
They're using artillery shells and rockets. Well, that's exactly what he said. They're hitting the housing. It looks like, as you were stating, a definite attempt at genocide.
All of this, of course, is a war crime. Now, I know that somebody's going to go up to the United Nations Security Council and try and get a resolution telling Israel to please stop committing war crimes, and we're going to see the U.S. representative go up there and go, veto, 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 we veto, because that's what they always do, because Israel owns and controls the U.S. government.
We seem to be having a
right
bit of
now,
difficult...
which is why you're... Johnny, you there?
Yeah, the connection seems to be breaking up a little bit, Michael.
Okay, well, probably the hackers are back online. But again, basically, the situation here is that what Israel is doing by targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure is a war crime under international law. And probably the UN Security Council is going to hold a meeting. And the U.S. will veto any resolution to protect Israel, as the U.S. always does, sending the message to the American people that the U.S. government works for a foreign power and not for we the people any longer.
Well, it seems to me, Michael, that now Israel has admitted that they've got nuclear-tipped cruise missiles on board their submarines. Mm-hmm. This should surely swing into effect the Symington Amendment and several other bits and pieces.
No, because our government doesn't believe it has to follow the laws. I mean, we've been seeing that with Obama during his entire term in office. The laws are only for the serfs, for the slaves. The nobility are above the law. And that's the attitude that they seem to have, that they can go out and have sex with children and cover it up, and they can, violate U.S. laws to give more money to Israel, that they can basically do whatever they want to do. And we, the American people, are not allowed to say or do anything about it, which is why when I saw that documentary about what's been going on in Belarus, and I made the comment, the U.S. is pretty much there. We are a dictatorship, and it's wrapped in illusions of a republic and democracy and elections, but we know our elections are absolutely fraudulent. And there's another HBO documentary called Hacking Democracy that you, if you have not seen it, you need to hunt that down and look at it. Because our elections in the United States are an absolute sham. And our political process is set up to make sure that nobody is ever allowed anywhere near power who might upset the status quo, as we saw with Ron Paul in 2008 and 2012. They don't want anybody coming in to spoil their little money junkie party.
Anyway, Michael, I'm going to shoot off. I'm going to go back to my friend in Gaza and keep the line open with him just to... make sure that of what's happening over there.
Okay, I appreciate it. I have a specific question, and that is white phosphorus being used as an incendiary device on those civilian houses, because that is also a war crime?
What I can tell you, Michael, is that he sent me quite a few photographs of the charred, burnt bodies, and, I mean, literally, some of these people are just blown to pieces, little... bits of flesh everywhere.
Can you email those to me? Email those to me. I'll put them up on the website, okay?
Yeah, okay, Michael. Will do.
All right. I appreciate your work on this situation, but it's a bloodbath over there. And I think Israel is figuring they need to sort of go for everything now, because their reputation in the world has collapsed. They got by for 60 years whining and crying about the Nazis and the Holocaust and Hitler. And, of course, all of that stuff happened before we were all born. You know, I'm coming up on a birthday here. I'm in my 60s. All of this Holocaust, Nazi, Hitler, whatever happened back there, and we know it's been lied about, but it happened before I was born. It's not current events. This is current events, and the world is going to judge Israel's actions, not on the basis of what happened to people before we were all born, but what Israel is doing right now today. Anyway, getting on back to Hillary Clinton, she's out there grandstanding, trying to keep her name in the media for her 2016 presidential run, and she's out there reinforcing the idea that what is going on in Ukraine is all somehow Russia's fault. And it isn't. It all goes back to January, where Ukraine's elected president Yushchenko rejected an offer to merge with the European Union and decided to go with a much better offer coming from Russia. So the U.S. sends in their covert overthrow teams. They stage rallies. They cause unrest. They drive the legitimate elected government of Ukraine from power by force and put in a junta, which tried to legitimize itself with an election that was so fraudulent. Those transparent ballot boxes they were using, you could see stacks of neatly folded ballots in the bottom of them, which doesn't happen when you're putting in ballots one at a time from the top. So the whole thing was just a complete fraud and a sham, and the people of eastern Ukraine don't want to have anything to do with a government they didn't elect that is clearly taking Ukraine in a direction the Ukrainian people do not want. So Crimea had a referendum to break ties with Ukraine, which is their right under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the right to self-determination, merged with Russia. And then some of these other areas in eastern Ukraine said, we're going to be our own countries. And that's when Poroshenko uncorked on them. And it is a bloodbath over there. Now, here's where it gets really bizarre. Because over at the U.S. State Department, spokesbimbo Jen Psaki said that the U.S. government recognizes the right of Kiev to carry out airstrikes on civilians in eastern Ukraine to uphold the unity of the country. Now, of course, over on Syria, they've got exactly the opposite position. If Bashar al-Assad is attacking his own people, then we get to kick him out and overthrow and take over his country. So once again, U.S. foreign policy is contradictory and self-defeating. And it's hypocritical. And everybody understands around the world it is hypocritical. All righty, let's see. Getting on down here. Apparently down in Indonesia, another U.S. puppet looks likely to win a probably rigged election down there on July 9th. Apparently, he's been accused of being in charge of a military unit that took part in mass executions, forced displacement, kidnapping, rape, and torture. So he's the perfect candidate for a U.S. puppet regime down there. Over in Egypt, where the counter-revolution kicked out the elected Morsi and put in a new U.S. puppet, Egypt has just raised fuel prices 78% overnight to pay back their masters at the private central banks here. Now, turning to the economy here, looking at the stock market, it's getting pummeled a little bit. It's not jump out the brokerage window time, but it's definitely fallen off that we got it over 17,000 of last week. So we're going to take a break for some commercials, and we will be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and the information over at Desert Peace, Gaza under attack. Photos and videos are coming out of Gaza. It's a full-on war. And the American media doesn't want you paying attention, I think because they understand that Israel has lost the world's sympathy. And Americans tend to side with the underdog, with the oppressed people, because that's supposed to be part of our national character. In fact, it's been used to sell us so many wars. We have to invade to save those poor people from a cruel tyrant and dictator. Well, we have that exact situation in Gaza, where ever since Gaza held elections and elected Hamas their legitimate government, the U.S. and Israel have been maintaining a starvation blockade, just like the Soviets tried to do to East Berlin to get them to give up their government and become part of the Soviet Union. What did the world do? They mounted the Berlin airlift. They sent in plane after plane of food, water, medical supplies, whatever was needed to break that blockade. What is the U.S. doing about Israel's blockade of Palestine? Absolutely nothing. Not even when Israel murders U.S. citizens. It's absurd here. Anyway, getting back to the economic news, and as I said, the U.S. stock market's having a sort of a rough day. I mean, it's not jump out the window time, but it doesn't look like the plunge protection team is going to get it back above 17,000. And of course, that becomes the problem when you handle the stock market like it's a sporting score. You know, and the cheerleaders are out there, higher, higher, and it starts to fall off. People get very, very nervous, and it's not a big fall off. But it's all about perception. Now, story over an Investment Watch blog. Stocks, bond yields, and the USD JPY are tumbling. Momentum stocks are getting crushed again. The European stock market took a huge plunge, biggest in 6 months. It's not going very well. The fundamentals behind this puppet show of a soaring U.S. stock market are not good. Baltic Dry Index is down. Had to revise downward the GDP for the first quarter. We're due to see the GDP for the second quarter, and probably they'll lie about that one again like they did back in April. See, we had 0.1% of growth. We're not in a recession. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And they'll do it again. And it'll be September before they'll hem and haw and say, well, yeah, actually, the second quarter GDP wasn't all that good either. Because that's how they keep you in your place, tell you what they think you want to hear, even if it's an outright lie. And again, if you want to know how the economy of the United States of America is doing right now, you start walking down your local street in the middle of town. Look at all the closed retail vacancies. Look at the dilapidated condition of the buildings, the cracks in the road, the leaking storm drains and water mains all over America. It's all falling apart. Look at the huge number of people who are unable to find a job. 90 million Americans who are willing and able to work cannot find a job. That's worse than the depression of the 1930s. Over in Britain, bosses at their top 100 firms got a 15% pay raise last year. Workers in Great Britain didn't get raises like that, of course, because after all, they're just workers. You know, they should be happy with what we give them. Now, Russia has approved creation of a BRICS foreign exchange fund. In other words, the BRICS nations formed their own bank, and they are now getting ready to conduct loans and do business internationally among themselves. And there are now 80 nations aligned with this. And they're going to be using every currency there is on planet Earth except for the U.S. dollar. Now, even Europe is starting to turn away from the U.S. dollar, the bastion of holding together this whole private central banking cartel around the globe. The U.S. could always count on, you know, Canada staying in and Europe staying in. But apparently over in Brussels, the French finance minister is going to start a debate in the EU Parliament about reducing the European Union's dependency on the U.S. dollar. Because they got a big scare with all this talk about sanctions against Russia. So in terms of foreign policy, the U.S. has messed it up yet again. This trying to force the world back onto Bretton Woods, back onto the petrodollar, has failed utterly because countries are leaving the dollar faster than the U.S. could ever possibly conquer them. And our government, as demonstrated with Obamacare, with the immigration crisis, with human-caused global warming, is institutionally incapable of admitting error, mistake, wrongdoing, and incapable of changing course. And that is why this is so dangerous. Even though the agenda to force the world back onto the dollar, back onto the petrodollar, is clearly failing, the U.S. is still trying to move forward, trying to start wars with anybody who won't bow to the U.S. dollar. Story out of RIMF.com, America's been using the dollar as a weapon. And that's absolutely true. The U.S. economic system centered on the Federal Reserve was weaponized to dominate and control other countries, mixing politics with the dollar. And it started down in Central and South America, where U.S. banks became tools of U.S. foreign policy, would loan huge amounts of money to South American countries. Then the CIA would go in, engage in crop sabotage and other actions to prevent those countries from paying the loans back, to drive them deeper into debt, to in turn drive their governments deeper under the control and influence of the United States. And the rest of the world is now realizing that's what's been going on. Private central banking, by its very nature and design, is a predatory system and a tool of enslavement. Pretty much everybody is fed up with that. Here in the United States of America, of course, the U.S. government is claiming that inflation isn't really all that bad, and they fudge that number as much as they fudge the gross domestic product and the jobless numbers, because when they calculate the rate of inflation, they leave off the indicators where inflation shows up first, food and fuel. But we're all being driven into real, actual poverty, even though the numbers on the paycheck look the same. But inflation is already driving up the cost of everything. Since January of 2000, 14 years ago, college tuition is up 68%. New car costs are up 55%. Your typical home is up 50%. And wages and salaries are not keeping up with those skyrocketing costs. So your standard of living is being driven down, 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 down into the dirt to please the money junkies. Because these money junkies, the private central bankers, these private central bankers do not see themselves as serving the country, serving the community, or serving the people. They are there to make themselves insanely rich on your backs. That's what they do. That's why they hate any country whose government dares issue its own currency without borrowing an interest from a private central bank. It's the reason they started the War of 1812. It's the reason Europe was on the side of the Confederacy against Lincoln and his greenback. It's why Andrew Jackson got shot at. It's why Kennedy got killed. These private central bankers are evil creatures for whom blood is just a cost of doing business. Before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. We're now into World War III for real. Why? Because wars are the bankers' richest harvest. Bankers love wars, and they don't even care which side wins or loses, because they make money off of everybody. Article out of RINF.com, basically taking apart the recent claim of an improvement in the job numbers and pointing out there's outright statistical fraud in the calculations. Now, we know that job number was misleading, where they claimed they had created something like almost 300,000 new jobs. But what had really gone on was 500,000 full-time jobs vanished and were replaced with 800,000 part-time jobs. That's not an improvement. That actually signals a decline. People losing full-time jobs and having to take 2-3 part-time jobs to make up. We'll be right back after our top of the hour segment.